All right, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning here on WPHM. Every state in the country has, at least to a certain degree, reopened after the lockdown of 2020 to fight the coronavirus. But cases have begun to rise in more than 20 states now. We're doing well here in Michigan, but a lot of other states are seeing cases on the increase. And a lot of people are saying, is this the second wave of the coronavirus? And doctors are saying, wait, we're not done with the first wave yet. Joining us right now, infectious disease physician at South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts, is Dr. Simone Wilds. Dr. Wilds, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we're not in a second wave, are we?
So let me be clear. No, we are not in a second wave. We're still in the first wave. And the reason that we're still in the first wave is when you get to the second wave, you are expecting that you have gotten rid of all of the cases in the first wave. That is not what we're seeing. We're still going through the first wave, and we've had some hot spots, but definitely we have not gotten to a second wave yet.
Why do you suppose we have these hot spots? Are people beginning to act like they don't have anything to worry about at this point?
I think what we're seeing is people are not adhering to the measures that we have put in place. You see people are going out, they're not wearing their masks, they're not practicing social distancing. You know, these are the things that we were practicing when we're in lockdown, which helped to minimize the spread of the disease. Now people are out and they're not adhering to those principles. And so we have a lot of hot spots happening in different places.
Do you think those hot spots will learn their lessons, so to speak? Do you think people will see the increase in cases and say, maybe we do need to wear a mask, maybe we do need to socially distance ourselves?
You know, I hope they do, because the states where we see that they have practiced that, there has been a significant decrease. And, you know, that brings us to the part where we're always thinking about initially flattening the curve, and we were very good about flattening the curve. You know, now there are some of these states where they have not been practicing those principles that we have talked about, and as a result, we have these hot spots, which is really concerning for all of us in the healthcare profession.
Absolutely. So will we see a second wave, do you think? Will we see these cases spike again at some point?
I suspect that we're going to have a second wave, but I think the key point that I want to make sure is that we have a decrease, a sustained decrease in the first wave, and we're not there yet. Once we are able to achieve that and we get to a sustained level where there's not a lot of cases, then we're going to, you know, watch for that second wave, which you're anticipating will be happening in the fall, especially when we have the flu infections that we have to deal with.
Dr. Wilds, how important are masks? And I ask that because I hear so many people still say that they don't want to wear a mask, that masks are unnecessary. How helpful are they in fighting the spread of the coronavirus?
The masks are very helpful in fighting the spread. You know, the key thing with a mask is that, you know, they're not 100%. However, they help to protect. When we wear it, we help to protect the other person, right? So if you are in the group that's asymptomatic, meaning you have the infection, but you're not showing any symptoms, wearing your mask, you will help to protect the other person. And so we can't stress that enough. Wear the mask. You're helping others.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of got complacent a little bit and we saw the numbers begin to go down. What do we need to do here in Michigan? Our numbers are down dramatically. We seem to be doing pretty well right now. What do we need to do to stay vigilant?
You know, I would say continue doing what you're doing because you see the difference. So, you know, the social distancing, avoiding large crowds, wearing your mask or face covering. I think these are the things we really need to encourage everyone to do until we get a vaccine, until we have proven therapies that we're going to use to treat the coronavirus.
All right. All good advice. Doctor, thanks for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.